This is Ted Kennedy. Congress promised compensation to the surviving Japanese-American citizens who were wrongly incarcerated in World War II. It's time to redeem that promise. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a year ago, after a wrenching debate, Congress passed an historic bill to bring long overdue justice to the thousands of Japanese-American citizens who were illegally rounded up and imprisoned in concentration camps in World War II. From today's perspective, it's hard to understand the hysteria and paranoia of that time, or to believe that our government could do such a thing to American citizens. Of the 112,000 people incarcerated, 60,000 are still alive. Under last year's law, each survivor is entitled to $20,000 compensation. The Justice Department did the decent thing and requested $500 million for the first round of payments. But President Bush slashed the budget to only $20 million. That's too low and too unfair, Al. Join me in urging Congress to do more.
I was very deeply involved in that legislation, Ted. In fact, I co-sponsored the legislation, an attempt to recognize the thousands of U.S. citizens who were denied their constitutional rights during that terrible time of emotion, fear, guilt, and racism in our country. I do personally remember the mood, Ted. One of the internment camps was near my home in Cody, Wyoming. I remember so well the Boy Scout meetings we held at the Heart Mountain Relocation Center. That's where I met a fellow scout named Norm Mineta, now a California congressman. Boy, I've been there, Ted. That's one reason I supported the Civil Liberties Act of 1987. We do need to make amends to those citizens. But with a cost of $1.2 billion, we're going to have to again review just how we're going to finance that effort. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Army's decision to give back to Buffalo Bill the Congressional Medal of Honor. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.